From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Kurds plan a self-rule zone. Representatives of Syria's largest Kurdish party say they plan to declare an autonomous federal region for the areas they control in the northern part of the country. Kurdish leaders in Syria say other ethnic and sectarian groups, including Arabs and Turkmen, will be represented in the regional grouping. Syrian Kurdish militiamen continue to battle other opposition factions in the north of Syria. Two suicide bombers killed at least 22 people and wounded another 17 Wednesday at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Witnesses say the bombers were women disguised in men's clothing. One was reported to have entered the mosque and set off her bomb, while the other waited outside and detonated an explosive as people rushed out of the building. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The nominee, Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland, is widely viewed as a centrist jurist.
Someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence.
Leaders of the Republican-led Senate, though, insist there will be no vote on any Obama nominee to the high court. In the U.S. political campaign, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton have taken commanding leads in their campaigns to gain the party's 2016 presidential nominations. Both candidates scored victories Tuesday as five states held nominating contests. Neither Trump nor Clinton has clinched a majority of delegates needed to assure their nomination. Already, the two are aiming verbal taunts at each other in anticipation of a possible national election face-off. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is calling on North Korea to pardon American college student Otto Warmbier. He was sentenced to 15 years at hard labor for committing crimes against the state. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the North is using U.S. citizens as pawns to pursue a political agenda. Warmbier was arrested in North Korea in January as he was trying to leave the country after visiting with a tour group. He has admitted to removing a banner with a political slogan from a staff-only area of the hotel where the group was staying. Belgian federal prosecutors say two suspects are still at large after a raid on an apartment in a Brussels suburb Tuesday. In a news conference Wednesday, officials said one suspect was killed during the raid. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Authorities identified the dead man as 35-year-old Algerian Mohamed Belkaid, who was residing illegally in Belgium. He was killed in a shootout with French and Belgian police during an anti-terror operation Tuesday that included the town of Forêt and other Brussels suburbs. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office told reporters Belkaid was unknown to authorities except for a theft committed in 2014. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are keeping their key interest rates steady for the time being. The Federal Reserve says officials will probably raise rates later this year, perhaps twice in small increments. In a meeting with journalists Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said inflation picked up in recent months, but continued to run below the Fed's 2% target rate. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday. At least 15 people were killed and 30 wounded. The victims were mostly government employees. FIFA is admitting its executive committee members sold past World Cup votes. The admission came as FIFA advanced its quest for the return of tens of millions of dollars in bribe money seized by U.S. officials. FIFA described itself as the victim of corrupt individuals. Russia's defense ministry said more of its planes left Syria on Wednesday, continuing its announced withdrawal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the withdrawal and the new push for peace in Syria. Mexico City Wednesday banned some cars from city streets because of an ozone alert, the first in 14 years. The Mexican capital, once known for its high smog levels, has managed since 2002 to keep its ozone levels within recommended boundaries. But Mexico City authorities say a recent high-pressure system combined with intense sunlight has contributed to elevated pollution levels. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.